Author's note. The fourth volume in The Tale of the Dark Tower should appear, always assuming the continuation of constant writer's life and constant reader's interest, in the not-too-distant future. It's hard to be more exact than that. Finding the doors to Roland's world has never been easy for me, and it seems to take more and more whittling to make each successive key fit each successive lock. Nevertheless, if readers request a fourth volume, it will be provided, for I still am able to find Roland's world when I set my wits to it, and it still holds me in thrall, more in many ways than any of the other worlds I have wandered in my imagination. And like those mysterious slow trans engines, this story seems to be picking up its own accelerating pace and rhythm. I'm well aware that some readers of The Wastelands will be displeased that it has ended as it has, with so much unresolved. I am not terribly pleased to be leaving Roland and his companions in the not-so-tender care of Blaine the Mono myself, and although you are not obliged to believe me, I must nevertheless insist that I was as surprised by the conclusion to this third volume as some of my readers may be. Yet books which write themselves, as this one did for the most part, must be allowed to end themselves, and I can only assure you, reader, that Roland and his band have come to one of the crucial border crossings in their story, and we must leave them here for a while at the customs station, answering questions and filling out forms, all of which is simply a metaphorical way of saying that it was over again for a while, and my heart was wise enough to stop me from trying to push ahead anyway. The course of the next volume is still murky, although I can assure you that the business of Blaine the Mono will be resolved, and that we will all find out a good deal more about Roland's life as a young man, and that we will be reacquainted with both the TikTok man and that